Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Friday, the 26th of January 2024. Today's topic is Road to Reunification Part 1. Our text today is taken from Genesis chapter 45 verses 1 through 8. Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him, and he cried, "Cause every man to go out from me." And there stood no man with him, while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren. Verse 2. And he wept aloud, and the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard. And Joseph said unto his brethren, "I am Joseph, doth my father yet live?" And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. And Joseph said unto his brethren, "Come near to me, I pray you." And they came near. And he said, "I am Joseph your brother, whom ye sold into Egypt." Verse 5. Now therefore be not grieved, nor angry with yourselves, that ye sold me hither. For God did send me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years hath the famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years, in the which there shall neither be earing nor harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance. Verse 8. So now it was not you that sent me hither, but God. And he hath made me a father to Pharaoh, and lord of all his house, and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Our memory verse today is taken from Genesis chapter 45 verse 3. And Joseph said unto his brethren, "I am Joseph, doth my father yet live?" And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. The evils that men do live after them, says William Shakespeare. The revered lord of the Egyptians, and second in command to Pharaoh, eventually disclosed his identity to his brethren as seen in today's Bible text. He was the Joseph they hated, maltreated, and sold into slavery. His brethren were shocked. According to Matthew Henry, a guilty conscience needs no accuser or tormentor but itself. The lessons from Joseph's story are: 1. We should not connive with anybody to do evil, like Joseph's brethren did. 2. Our God never fails to deliver the faithful ones in trouble. Joseph's brothers thought all was over, that their concealed wickedness against their innocent brother had gone into oblivion. But the omnipotent and omniscient God overruled them. 3. Joseph showed his love for his father, and his longing to reunite with him. 4. Joseph's brethren were troubled because of their sin. It is a sign of remorse that leads to repentance for forgiveness and unification. Is your conscience troubled by a hidden sin? God knows about it all. To unite with God, repent and give your life to Jesus. Quote for the day: remorse that leads to repentance. The challenge for today is: God is eager to deliver his own from troubles. Prayer: deliver me from every trouble, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.